بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد Last week we began discussing the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this as a mudhakara, a reminder that why we discuss these beautiful attributes, names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we get at-ta'arruf ala Allah. So we recognize Allah, we know Allah. Otherwise, ulama say Allah just becomes a few letters put together. We just know the name of Allah, but we don't know who Allah is. You know, this Allah, I worship Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, la ilaha illallah. There's one worthy I worship besides Allah. That's all I know, but the reality behind it. Who is my Allah? What is the power of my Allah? What is the forgiveness of my Allah? The rahmat of my Allah? How my Allah controls, how Allah sustains, how Allah ta'ala gives. I won't know my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Muhammad Ilyas Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala, the revival of the effort of da'wah and tabligh, would always say that how sad upon that person, afsos was admipar, how sad upon that person that leaves this world enjoying the bounties and ni'mas of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, reaches the qabr but never recognized in his worldly life the hand that was feeding him. Whole life he ate, he drank, he slept, he enjoyed, but he never had the desire in the heart to find the one that did everything for him, to know the person that did everything for him. And how beautifully was it, Wala, Hazrat Muhammad Abdul Hamid Sahib, the Barakatuh, gives the example that human nature is like that. That if somebody has to put into your bank account every month 10,000 rand, 20,000 rand, you don't know who the person is, anonymous. You go to the bank, you'll find out, you'll try to find somebody, who is that person? Get his number, let me phone him. Oh, Hazrat gives the example, every morning you wake up, and you find a beautiful basket of fruit at your front door. Best variety, A grade, export. You think, who's a kind person? Kiwi fruit, strawberries, mangoes, oranges, and everything you find there. A grade. This is first day, second day, third day. Human nature, you want to know, who's this kind person? Every time I go out, he's gone by then. So you'll wake up a bit earlier. You'll wait by the window, get a peek at him. Then to his coming earlier, you wake up earlier, until one day you'll go out to see who that person is. He says, in the same way, we should have the desire within our hearts to go look for Allah. Allah, where are you? Where do I find you? Maybe some 3 days jamaat, some tahajjud namaz, some umrah, some hajj, some asturat jamaat, some program, some majlis. Allah, I don't know where I'll find you. But that desire should come in the heart. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says also in the hadith al-Qudsi, that utlubni tajidni. That, oh my banda, go and look for me. Utlufum talab, have desire for me. Desire should come in the heart. Utlubni, have the desire within you and go and look for me. Tajidni, you will find me. In wajadtani, if you find me, you find everything. Everything is yours. And if you don't find me, you've lost everything. You passed your life. We didn't make your life. In Urdu they say, ya zindagi ko banana, na ke guzarna. The life is to be made, not just to pass it. The days are passing. We're losing time, we're losing days. They say the life is passing. As the Hakim Sahib would say, you didn't pass life, you failed life. You didn't pass, in reality you failed. So we have to pass the life in making it that before I reach. So every day is a day that today I have to find my Allah. I have to find my Allah. Whether I'm in my business, whether in my home, whether in my kitchen, no matter which department I'm in, Allah, in this department I must find you. Allah put me on this certain road in my dunya, in that have to find my Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Even a person, Hazrat Wala says also, a person teaching Bukhari Sharif. And all day he's teaching Bukhari, a hadith upon hadith, and ikhtilaf, and differences of opinion. Hanafi says this, Maliki say that, Shafi say that. But if for that day, he didn't make a dhikr of Allah in solitude, to look for Allah, he says, then, just teaching Bukhari or just teaching Kitabs will not make him reach Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The purpose of that now is to make the dhikr of Allah. The purpose of that now is to take all time in solitude, to take the name of my Allah till I get to know who my Allah is. When I get to know my Allah, how Allah ta'ala protects, we're discussing the name of Allah al-Hafiz, the protector. And how my Allah protects, and I got no fear. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustains, and I have no fear. Because I know. The Shaykh mentions the Fadail al-Amal also. A person needs a loan or he needs some help and he goes to a friend of his and he's a solid person, solid businessman. He tells him, I need a loan or I need a guarantee from you. He says, tell them I'm behind you. I'm your guarantor. How you'll walk out from this? Chest is out with a smile. I'm sorted. I'll go to any deal, I got backing. Because he knows that friend, he recognized behind, but he's makhluq. He's also muhtaj of Allah, he also needs Allah tabarak. But insan has so much trust on insan. Makhluq, insan, trust sand so much also. But if only he gets to know the creator of the sand, if only he gets to know the maker of this insan, that he really, my Allah is like this, then he has no fear. لا خوف عليهم. So Hakim Sahib will say, Rahmatullah alayhi, the awliya and the friends of Allah, la khuf, there's no fear upon them. They have no fear of anything. Because they have the fear of Allah, the love of Allah, so they fear nothing. Yes, Allah will put them. Ashaddul balai al-anbiya, thumma al-amthal fal-amthal. Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, the anbiya alayhi salatu salam were tested the most. They were tested the most, and those that will be closer to them also will be tested the most. We see the Buzruq, Wali of Allah, so much test is going through because he's closer to Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So what will happen? They say, yes, he'll go through the test, the body will go through the test, but the iman is not shaken. The iman is not shaken. So we get to know Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This, and in getting to know Allah, unfortunately, they say nowadays we have to explain the love of Allah. The true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is ishqi haqiqi. It's a real love. Everything else is fake. Everything else is fake. Even the husband and wife will say that I love you to bits. Why I love you, whatever it is, children will say to I love you so much. Our Shukr Hadith says, no matter how much the wife loves the husband, then through the night that he has, his ruh has to leave the body, no matter how much he loved him, husband passes away the night, she wakes up in the morning, he passed away. No matter how much she loves him, immediately she phoned the janaza service, her please come pick him up. Take care, I can't keep him even a few more minutes away. But he loved him so much. You took promise from him also, that he won't get married if you die first. But now you're dispatching him one way. Please take him quickly, janaza must be quickly. Don't delay in the janaza. That's the reality. That is the reality of dunya. So to get to know Allah, so to the love of insan is ishq majazi. We won't say fake, but it's not real like what is the love of Allah. But how a person enjoys his love life with his wife, and even worse, haram, that young boy is in love with a girl. Haram for him, he says, magajni kaam kare. Head is not working. It's only this girl, he can't eat, he can't sleep, there's no flavor to life. Until he marries her. Then he realized what he did. Now shaitan takes out his snout. Shaitan takes out his snout and all that haram poison comes out. Now he sees the reality. That I thought now she had green eyes. But the contact came out on the first night. He said, now there's no more contact. I was connected to the green eyes. And everything else and the makeup is out. And then he sees this is now. I thought I'm marrying somebody else and this is somebody else. But this is all a makeup life, made up. It's all made up. It's not real. That's why it's fake. Is it real? Real is Allah, the possessor of beauty, the creator of beauty, the distributor of beauty is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the makhluq, you say, like how you take a small pebble. Small pebble and you put it near your eye, you can't see the mountain. But to you the pebble is everything. See the person who's dealing in diamonds, I put it so close to his eye. Dunya just fades away everything. This diamond is so many carat. He's always working at the figures behind it. In the same way, dunya is just a pebble. Akhirat is that mountain, Allah has got so much. The beauty is there beyond that. But we're stuck now, in the small dunya is blocking the eyes, it's cataract. So we can't see the beauty of Allah. We've seen the beauty of the new car came out, I've got to have that car. It's my birthright, the new model, I have to drive it. No matter what it is, I've got to have it. I've got to have the latest phone, the latest watch. So all these little, what they say, these are big man's toys. It's just blocking the eyes. For this other thing also, that really the big thing now is halal entertainment. Whether it's some pedal sport, I don't know what they're playing now. Halal, I'd say, ulama have to think now. Give the youth something out there. That they have to keep them busy. Anbiya alayhimu salatu salam, ashaba ikram, and us haven't been sent to use our faculties, our minds and our brains to think halal entertainment. We haven't come here to be entertained. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the coolness of my eyes is in salah. So I'm looking for more avenues away from salah to get entertained. But you know how the craze is? You call it a craze also, because it's crazy people. It comes through, it's finished, what's next? There's no itminan. Allah says, you want it? Allah bi dhikrillah. In the dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah, tatma'innul qulub. Then you say, how much dhikr must make? How much Quran must make? This change of ibadat. Now Quran, now dhikr, now family life, also a dhikr. Sitting with the family, making ta'aleem, speaking, some muzakara, light talk, joking with them. All this is part of dhikr also. Playing with the children is also part of dhikr. That's why they say to have children is an excuse to become like a child. But now we're saying, why should I have children? That's the best way to, what do you say, unwind. The best way to unwind is to have children. Now I got an excuse to go on all fours and jump a little bit. Become like one pony, one horse, or one bull. But how am I going to do it? Now I have children. Allah has given us all these avenues. Go play with them, enjoy with them. Now at home we're so busy on the cell phone too, we can't even look up. Busy. Why are you busy now? Make time for the family. And make quickly some money, I'm free for the family. But the family free time is going with their business too. There's no time, free time for them also. So we're all stuck in this rat race. So we don't recognize, we're all stuck with this cataract of the eye. We can't see beyond that the beauty of Allah. So all this halal entertainment, there's no halal entertainment. We've been sent now for the purpose in life. Yes, a little bit to free the mind. Allah has given different types of ibadat. If you understand this, so whatever we're doing also will be within the parameters of Shariat. Now, whether it's a sport now we are going to play, right? Whether the reedies are there, now we're hearing they're playing doubles. Two couples are playing each other. In Shariat, the reality is that man is called a dayus, cuckold. Who's a cuckold? He has no sensitivity in his heart, other men looking at my wife. He has no value for her. It's better he takes all his money, puts it there on the court, look at my wealth. No guna, they can look at it. But look at my wife. This is called ghairat. The man should have ghairat in him. What is ghairat? They say this feeling of sensitivity. What is khas li rajul? What is khas and specific, exclusive for a man to look at? Anyone takes a share in that, the feeling that comes in the heart. And this is only exclusive for me, my wife, my daughter, my mother. And somebody else has to have a share in that. The feeling that comes in the heart is called ghairat. You feel, it's a feeling of sensitivity. How dare you look at my wife? Or look at my mother? Or look at my daughter? If a man doesn't have this, then the Hadith Sharif says, إِذَا فَازَكَ الْحَيَا, when you lose your modesty, then do as you please. Then do as you please. فَفْعَلْ مَا شِئْتْ. Even that lion has, what do you call it, his harem, or he has whatever he is. The male lion comes into his territory. Then the lion comes into his territory. He's sitting, he's lying down there, any other lion, he's already got his eye on him, don't come near. And me, I'm telling the person, come play with us. My wife and your wife. We're playing doubles. Now with the punishment of Allah, he's not going to come. What are you asking for? All his fitnas. So the halal entertainment also, within the parameters of Sharia, no problem. Halal fun. And Sharia has given us. Whether it's swimming, Nabi Ali Salaam learned to swim in Madina Manawara, where there were little pools there, whatever there was there, he learned to swim. Go and, best go and swim. Send our children also, no problem. Make sure their satar is covered properly, the girls are dressed modestly, there's no boys over there. Send them, let them go to the highest level of swimming. Within the parameters of Shariat, no problem whatsoever, do the swimming. Then horse riding. Nowadays, okay, there's no horse riding. It's not needed right now. They have advanced, what's that, car, whatever it is now. Like a fast car driving, a person learns now. at high speed, the puddle of water there, oil leak over there, how to, yes, go and learn it, why not? Go and learn it. We don't know when we'll need it. High speed, we've got to move sometime, whatever it may be now. So go learn it, jai, permissible driving cars. When it comes to archery, sunnat also, our zamana, we have guns. Learn the archery also. Learn how to shoot, how to defend ourselves. There's a reward for all of them. So we have all these halal avenues. Do it within the parameters of Shariat, you're getting a reward, you're making a jannat. You're making your akhirat. Teach a woman folk to, no problem. Teach them the swimming. Take our wives also. Halal avenues, no problem. Teach them now how to drive if they have to, not to drive everywhere else. There's emergency if they have to, basic. When it comes to shooting also, teach them. Yes, women just to drive around now, there's a different masla altogether. So everything has its limitations in Sharia and how to do it. So all of this, my dear brothers, to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Hafiz, the protector. Al-Hafiz is that being who protects his slaves from destruction in worldly and religious matters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a protector over all his creation. And you see, all this we are speaking from Quran and Hadith. How to protect our iman. Remember, as it says over and over again, the niyat of life is akhirat. Not just to make our life, it's to make our akhirat. I have to reach my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I go to make my jannat. I don't know when I'm going to drop, whether I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning. Every week we're hearing, this youngster passed away, that youngster passed away, this happened, that happened. We don't know when it's going to happen. So for us to prepare for the akhirah, for the jannat, and there's no coming back. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to destroy something, then none can repel the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala states in the Quran Kareem, فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Allah is the greatest protector and He is the most merciful of those who show mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's quality of protection is manifest in different ways. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken the responsibility to protect His honorable kitab, the Quran Sharif. Let's say, I will protect it. From change, interpolation and alteration with the passing of time. How many years? 1445 already, now 1445. First Safar already has started. Quran revealed, Nabi alayhi salam was 40 years old. First Wahi came down. From then till now, Quran is absolute pristine form. Not a zabar is there, the page changed. Allah say, I will protect it. And how Allah will protect it? Not in book form. That is there in kitab form. The pages. The Quran in reality is the kalam and the speech of Allah that emanated from Allah. That is the Quran. The same Quran, we put it in book form. But the real Quran is the speech of Allah. The speech of Allah, Allah has opened the hearts of the huffaz of the ummah. If only we understand what Allah is giving our children, then we will not put them in any other thing besides Quran Sharif. Quran is everything. Allah has chosen my son's heart for his speech. How can I put my son anywhere else that he becomes proud of any other achievement besides the Quran Sharif? Allah has accepted him that which emanated from the being of Allah, emanated from Allah. That Allah has chosen my son's heart for it. So as much as they want to destroy Quran, today we find it has become so common now. Burning Quran Sharif, burning Quran Sharif. Yes, they will do these things. Allah has protected the Quran. We can burn how many Qurans you want, Allah protect. Allah will deal with them. In India, when the British were ruling, they say from 1861 till 1864, the British went on to a certain movement. This is all recorded. There were three fronts how they wanted to destroy Islam. So one of the officers, whoever he was, Mr. Moore, his name was M-O-O-R-E, Moore. He wrote to the Viceroy, the British Viceroy, that if you want to destroy Islam in India, then there's three fronts. The first thing is to detach them from the Quran. Detach them from the Quran. Because they are loyal to the Quran. The Quran comes first. We have to detach them. So as many Qurans we can burn, we'll burn them and introduce secular education. They will regard this more superior than the Qur'an, a vernacular. They'll give more time to this and less time to that. It'll happen automatically because insan is attached to dunya. So we'll give them dunya. So detach them from Qur'an, number one. The people in this country and the Muslims at large, they have a passion for jihad, to give their life in the path of Allah. So for this now we'll have to corrupt them. How are we going to do this? We will get, this is documented, we will buy off scholars, so-called ulama, to work on our side, that will pass incorrect fatwas in favor of the government and in favor of the British and confuse the people. That's how we will do it. So they will give the fatwa, there is no jihad against the British, these are our friends, adopt the ways. You can marry the both, marry your secular and your madrasa work. It's not a problem. So let them do it like this. We will buy them off. The third thing he says that the Muslims are attached to the ulama. The masses, the simple people, they are attached to the ulama and they take the cue and they take guidance from them. We'll have to now separate them and detach them. And they put in the plot. From 1861 to 1864 is documented, they burnt 400,000 copies of Quran Sharif. 400,000. And they killed thousands of ulama. Thousands of ulama. One of the British officers said that he came from Britain and he was traveling to Delhi and they had like camps, tents, where they would take a rest. He said, I took a rest there, but there was a stench coming. So I stepped out to see what was the stench from behind the camp. He says, I saw the officers bringing ulama 40 at a time and forcing them to denounce jihad against the British. But they refused. They had like a bonfire. They would throw 40 at a time into the fire. He said, I saw the flesh and the flesh and the fat of their bodies extinguishing this fire. They would bring, he said, they just finished those 40. They brought 40 more thereafter. Then the officer says, I saw where they had ulama lined up from the Darul Ulums. Almost 14,000 they killed and their bodies were scattered throughout India as a lesson for the people that don't rebel against us. So like this, this silenced the people. He said, I saw a time also where some officers say that they got defected. This is how they want to destroy the Muslims. Now it's a war of ideologies. They're playing with the mind. They was physical and open. This is all documented. He said, the time we saw where these ulama that gave the fatwa that is haram to adopt the lifestyle and to follow and to become like the British and English is haram, tantamount to kufr. وَلَنْ تَرْضَ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودِ وَلَنْ نَصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. Allah says clearly in Quran, وَلَنْ تَرْضَ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودِ وَلَنْ نَصَارَى. The Jews and the Christians will never be happy with you until you follow their religion. Football is a religion. With a little bit of research, you'll find. Just other day somebody sent that, what do you call it, the manager or the owner or the coach of the Chelsea club. A few years ago, he sponsored towards Israel more than 70 million pounds. Who he sponsored to? To the settlers, Israeli settlers, to build their homes on Palestinian land. And we want to support people like that. They bulldoze our mothers' homes, our sisters, our fathers' homes, they stayed there. And when Jamaahs go to Palestine and say, these are awlad al-Sahaba, these are children of Sahaba, radiallahu anhum. Homes bulldozed to build new homes, the manager, whatever you may call him, of the Chelsea club, 70 million he sent to those settlers. They build your homes. It has become a religion. They'll never be happy until you follow them. So this what they are doing right now is nothing new. What point are you talking about? It's to buy mine. Just before that. So this person says, Jazakallah khair. So he says, I saw that time, because this ulama didn't want to give in. See, they were lining up 10 ulama at a time. 10 ulama from Darul Ulums. He said before the British came, just in Delhi alone, there were more than 1,000 Darul Ulums. Just in Delhi only. They came and they bulldozed all the Darul Ulums completely to the ground. They lined up the ulama. They said 10 at a time. His own looker is documenting. He said, I saw them. They brought their wives and their children. They lined them up against the wall. They stripped them completely, took their honor away from their wives and children. These are senior ulama with big beards, teaching Bukhari and Muslim and Abu Dawud Sharif. Line them up. The children are looking at them, wives are looking at them. Just retract your fatwa against us. Retract your fatwa against us. That's all you got to do, we let you go. Here's your children, here's your wife. And they will call the junior soldiers with their guns. Ten soldiers and 10 ulama. And the countdown will start. Well, who's going to give in? Nobody give in, fire. 10 down, bring the next 10. Bring the next 10. 14,000 they killed like this. Massacred. Why? Because they didn't want to follow the way of life and the religion. We will not give in. That's why Hazrat Wala says that we are sitting here today as Muslims through the blood of the ulama of India and Pakistan. Their wives became widows. Their children have stories to tell us. Today we are giving them some halal entertainment. Let's take them out, take them out, take them out. Is that the Muslim culture? That's why we should say, and this ulama should say, we've got a weakness, we've got an illness, we've got a disease, we like this lifestyle, we know it's not right. We can't make it right. This is very serious. We can't make it right. This is not right. It's not correct. Quran is explicit. Allah has preserved the Quran, all the ahkam of Quran Sharif. This is how they want to detach the masses from ulama, detach them from Quran Sharif, and detach them from the zeal and the love for jihad. To give my life. But what the boy says, my life is ball. My life is this so star, cricket star. That's my life. I want to become like him. He'll have his picture. He wants his autograph. It's my life, this. I know everything about the so and so. For this reason, it's so important. If myself, I'm not making talim at home, and reading about Sahaba, who are our heroes, then how will I aspire to become like a Sahabi? If I don't read to my children the lives of Sahaba and Hayat of Sahaba and bring them Friday night for Talim in Masjid al-Hilal and they won't hear about Sahaba, how is my child going to aspire to become like a Sahabi? He doesn't know them. He knows everybody else, how much jabla he was bought for, how much he was sold for, and how many goals he scored, what record he's holding. He won't know them. My wife also, we all are complaining, if I didn't send her for the Talim, I'm not reading Talim with her at home, and telling her who the Fatima was, what her modesty and sharam and haya was. When Nabi Sallam asked, oh, Fatima, what's the most beloved thing to you, O Nabi of Allah, the most beloved thing to me, that no ghair mahram, no strange man looks at me and I don't look at any strange man. She was the first one of the Ummah when she passed away, that she had made a bequest, if not mistaken, that after I pass away, then you should take a cloth and cover my qabr when you bury me, so no strange man's eyes will fall on me after my death also. Aisha. What's that, Aisha? So, we can imagine now the sharam and haya. This was the wasiyat they made. We cover my qabr also. The Aisha, she had made, when Hazrat Umar was buried in her room, when he passed away, she stayed in the room. Her father, Abu Bakr Siddiq, was buried in her room, she stayed in the room. Hazrat Umar was buried, was not a mahram to her, then she built a wall in the room between herself and the three qabrs. Aisha, why? Hazrat Umar is buried there. I feel shy to sleep in the same room. Umar is not a mahram to me. Not a mahram to me. Why am I saying this, my dear brothers? Today, how are we playing with the laws of Shariat? We say, no, we're coming right, we're making parda, but the brother-in-law, sister-in-law, we sit on one side. They sit on one side, so I can't see her, she can't see me. So like this now, we just making it kosher. We can't make it halal like that. We can't make it halal like that. So we have to come to complete deen. You want complete success, you want the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, you want conditions to change, we'll have to change our own conditions. We can't tamper with these things. That's why we can't say and look for ulama and say, you know, okay, it's fine. We can intermingle, we can... It's for a higher purpose. There's no such thing. Sharia is Sharia, deen is deen. If we don't read to our families about the Sahabiyat, the Sahaba Ikram, they will not aspire to become like them. They don't go in the company of the pious, they will not aspire to become like them, then they will take us away from deen. It's everyday effort of iman. Because I don't know when I'm going to go. I don't know when I'm going to go. So my wife, my children, my family, and the people around me. That's why we mentioned to some brothers also, that if we can start every month some family program. Family, my wife, children, brothers, sisters, parents. 1 hour in the month. 1 hour in the entire month on a Saturday afternoon, on Sunday afternoon. Let's get together. Call an alim to address the family. Or ourselves. Go to the ulama ikram, you got a family program, what can we discuss? Send me some articles, whether parda, whether usury, whether interest, whether... So we discuss in the family these things over here. The children will listen, they get inspired. I'll prepare some bayan, or call somebody, it's a family member. Have 1 hour. What we find lacking in our family, let's discuss these things and pick up our family. Then as we move on, we can extend it to more people, extended family, in-laws, till we have a family program. Alhamdulillah, we're getting together for da'wats upon da'wats. We're eating upon eating. We're looking for new dishes and new recipes now. But the deen is not coming alive in the home. It's not coming alive. It's just now halal entertainment. And we see the lesser of the two evils. It's still evil. We want the best in dunya, we want the best in the fashion, we want the best of food. When it comes to my deen, it's the lesser of the two evils is alright. I'm happy with it. It's okay. That's why we have to bring complete deen. Quran is preserved, we have to bring complete into our lives. Whether it's a parda, whether it's the insurances, whether it's a usury. So many brothers are living on overdraft, living on the card, living on interest. And the reality, once you're in it, you will never come out until you make a decision. This is one thing, one of our brothers mentioning also, certain family was involved in interest. For years, overdraft in the bank, and loans, and paying the loan sharks, whatever it may be. So he called a certain alim to the home, please address the businessmen of the family. So we can't continue like this. And what will happen, every month we're working out figures. Before the money can come, we're working out figures. It will come through, my next one will be out. Doesn't happen. Doesn't happen. Until you make a decision. The alim spoke to them, that you have to clear up this thing. It's absolutely haram. So the men got together. They told the alim, okay, you understand this, it's haram, it's upright. Give us 6 months. You clean it up. He said, effectively you are asking me, the person who consumes 1 cent of interest, who has to pay it, Hadith Sharif says, is tantamount equal to making zina with your mother 32 times. We don't even think about it. We can't even think about it. Ya Allah. He says, you are asking me that allow me for 6 months to make zina with my mother. That's what he asked him. He said, can I give you permission for that? Can I give you permission for that? That's how serious it is. That's the sin that you're getting every day. For each cent, that's the sin you're getting. That's what we have understood. We have made the intention, we're out of it. Even we have to set up, we have to scale down, finish, we're out of it completely. It's not the Islamic system. It's not the Islamic system to pay even that 1 cent. To document the cent of interest also, or to receive it, equally haram. How barakat is going to come in our lives? We're feeding the children haram. The overdraft is haram. We're taking haram money from the bank, we're living on it. We're paying haram. The loan we're taking, we can't even service the loan, we're just paying the interest on the loan. And it's carrying on, and carrying on, and carrying on. And for years, we'll come out next year, we'll come out next year, we'll come out next year. And we mentioned this incident many a times. A certain person was going to Durban from Zambia, he was. We heard this car guzari. When Yusuf Patesab Rahimullah was giving a bayan that night, on the same interest. Person got affected, entire empire, wholesale, cash carry was all in the banks. Decision came in his heart, finish him, over with this. He went home, cleaned everything out, he returned 2 years later. He said, Mawana, you don't know me, but I know you are setting a program. My entire empire, living it up, the standard of living, the children, everyone. There's no hisab kitab, just hit the card. We'll see end of the month. Living on money, I don't have. We'll see end of the month. We don't know whether it's coming in, but we'll make a plan. Take from here, push it there, tell a person, wait, and it carries on. A new car comes up, you have to have it. This happens, that happens. It carries on like this. Because you have a standard of living. There's no fear of Allah. Allah says, you declared war with me already. You've taken one cent and you're not stopping it, you've declared war. You've declared war. We're afraid to declare war with the bank manager in case he closes the facilities. But Allah, we're not afraid. He said, Mawala, I went home, I sold up my palatial home, downsized my family into a small flat, cleaned up my entire business, sold it up, and I started from a spaza shop. He said, I remember you told me in that bayan that give it up for Allah, Allah will give you 10 times back. Say, Mawala, I'm coming up with 2 years and I'm telling you. What I had that time, which was a massive empire, I sold up everything, cleared the banks, and coming back to tell you I've got 10 times more freehold. I owe no one anything. I'm a free man. Allah's promise. Allah's promise. So these are all decisions we have to make. Allah is a protector. Allah will not let us go in waste. You have to trust in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You have to know my Allah will give me. Little the test will come, we're all afraid of the test. And we went through so many tests, Allah ta'ala still bailed us out. Alhamdulillah. How many person was right down and Allah, how you took me up, I can't even remember those dead days. He just passed. He's gone. How it will happen from where? Allah will show you. Allah gives and Allah will return it also. It will come with barakat. That's the main thing. It will come with barakat. And that family, this brought with interest, they brought up. Ulama say they experience. Those kids will end up hating the parents. They'll end up hating the parents. Although they got everything. And for those parents, these children become a curse. Don't listen. Stuck in the room. Stuck on the cell phone. Don't listen. No respect. What don't they have in their lives? What are you feeding them? What are you putting into their bellies? Is a fire of Jahannam you're putting in their bellies. So you're already making them Jahannamis. Hazrat says this also. The child that grew up eating the Khajur of Madina Munawwara will become a Madni, inshallah. Drinking Zamzam Makkah Mukarrama will become a Makki, inshallah. Hazrat says, you bring him on junk food, will become a junkie. Bring him up an interest, his interest will go to haram things. What's wrong with this child? Oh father, what's wrong with you? Allah's promise, you bring him up on halal, little bit also, we see the barakat of it. You will see the barakat of it. And there's so many incidents in the life of the pious, so many incidents in the life of the pious. Abdullah bin Mubarak and so many others, where that fruit fell down, he never ate it, he turned it to the owner, who are you, young man, how come you didn't partake of it? He says, it's haram for me just to take it, but it's only an apple. He says, no, I can't. He says, work for me, honest boy like you. He says, no problem. That was a pious man. He didn't eat the fruit. He says, boy is pious boy. But he's got to just pick it up and eaten it. I have a daughter. Will you marry her after some time? Well, I think she's blind, she's deaf, she's dumb, and she's paralyzed. Will you marry her? He says, I'll marry her. Pious boy. First night he sees a beautiful woman. He says, Ajib, strange, she can see, she can talk. I said, your father told me you're blind, that you're dumb, you're deaf. Haven't seen a more beautiful woman in my life than you. He says, my father is correct. Spiritually, I'm blind. In the sense, I never saw anything haram. I never heard anything haram. I never spoke anything haram. I never walked towards haram. From their union, ulama say, Abdullah bin Mubarak was born, rahmatullah alayhi. Abdullah Mubarak, 4 months in the path of Allah in jihad, 4 months in business to support the ulama of the time, and 4 months in the haram of Makkah Mukarramah making ibadat. Abdullah Mubarak, like this. The contrary, another pious man, son grew up, he stole from a certain shop. Shopkeeper called him, your son stole. My son stole? Never. He said, he stole. Ask his son. He said, yeah, I stole. What happened to you? How come you stole? I never brought you up like this. Went home, asked his wife, when you were pregnant with our son, did you do anything haram? He says, no. He says, think. It's impossible that we are doing the right things and he'll do the wrong thing. Allah will never let it happen. How come this happened like this? She said, yes, I remember one time when I was pregnant, the neighbor's tree was hanging over into our yard, one of the fruits fell off, so I just ate it. Said, that was it. Just that fruit only. Without permission you ate it. Here's the effect in our son now. We can imagine now what we're doing to our children. And I'm worried now what's going to happen. What's going to happen to my children? What's going to happen to them? Is what you do to them will happen to them. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. Allah protect us. So these three things, detachment, attachment to Quran Sharif, Allah will protect us. Attachment to the love of striving in the path of Allah, Allah protect our iman. And attachment to the ulama-i karam. This is the easiest way the time which is, Allah will protect our iman. Allah Ta'ala give us sufi to understand, inshallah. Make zikr, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 جل جلاله Akhtar, one of the brothers will take bayat. Azur. Azur will not take bayat. Allah Ta'ala accept it. Inshallah, Allah Qabul. I read the khutbah, then I repeat the words, inshallah, I repeat after that. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi, Nahmaduhu, wa nasta'inuhu, wa nasta'khfiruhu, wa nu'minu bihi, wa natawakalu alayhi, wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina, min sayyati amalina, wa yahdihillahu falamudillala, wa man yudlilhu falahadiyala, wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallahu wahdahu la sharika la, wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa maulana muhammadan wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira. Amma ba'd, faqad qala Allah tabarak wa ta'ala fi al-Qur'an al-Majid, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Inna alladhina yubayi'unaka innama yubayi'una Allah, yadullahi fawqa aydihim. فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما. وقال تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء مع من أحب أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Repeat after me. Oh Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, from nifaq, hypocrisy, from bid'at, innovations, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya, and being unmindful of the akhirat, and from the sin of following my whims and desires, and being unmindful of the commands of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, and the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from the sin of pride. Oh Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform five times salah with jama'ah in the masjid according to sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan. If zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same. If hajj becomes farz, to perform hajj. Oh Allah, I enter into the silsila, the chain of the chistiyah, the naqshbandiyah, the qadiriyah, and the suharwardiyah. Oh Allah, to the barakat of all the buzruks of all four silsilas, except my tawbah and my bi'at, as long as I live, grant me an Islamic Imani life. Just before mort, grant me tawbatan nasuha, sincere tawbah. Grant me mort on Imani Kamil and kalima shahada with afiyat, salamat and izzat. Gather me tomorrow on the day of qiyamah and forever thereafter in Jannah with all the righteous and the pious. Amen. Allah accept it, inshallah. You got the PDF or to read? So message me, I'll send it to you, inshallah. The ma'amulat that we have, my dear brothers, if you don't understand it, then we can message and find out, inshallah. When it comes to the zikr, how to make it right in the Quran tilawat, manajati maqbool. So we don't understand, we're not sure how to do it or when to do it, then we can ask, inshallah, we can guide the satis how to do it, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. هو كريم رحيم. الله accept this bi'at, oh my Allah, make it the means of our najat, ya Allah, make it the means of our salvation, oh my Allah, make it the means of our islah, ya kamil, oh my Allah, complete and perfect islah, oh my Allah, in every aspect of our life. Oh, may Allah grant us complete islah, Ya Allah. Rectify our lives completely, Ya Allah. Internally, externally. Ya Allah, our minds, our hearts, our actions, O my Allah. Make it in conformity to your pleasure, O my Allah. In the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant us hidayat, our families, our children. Ya Allah, that tamanna, that desire, the way of life that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam brought for us, O my Allah. Give us complete understanding, O my Allah. Ya Allah, show us the haqq and the truth as the truth, O my Allah. And grant us the ability to follow it, O my Allah. Ya Allah, show us the batil and the falsehood and the incorrect ways as the incorrect way, O my Allah. And give us the ability to abstain from it, O my Allah. Ya Allah, save us from becoming confused, O my Allah, in regards to what is the haqq and what is not the haqq, O my Allah. Ya Allah, shaitan and nafs, Ya Allah, save us from our inner selves, our nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, keep us upon the haqq, Ya Allah, keep us upon that way which is most pleasing to you, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, keep us and our families and progenies, Ya Allah, till the day of Qiyamah upon the haqq which is absolutely manifest and clear, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us hidayat, O my Allah. Grant us your true love and your muhabbat. Give us the desire within our hearts, O my Allah, to make the effort of iman, O my Allah, to enjoy muhabbat with you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we've enjoyed the best of dunya, O my Allah. We've enjoyed the best of foods, Ya Allah, the best of homes and conveniences, O my Allah, the best of your dunya and material pleasures, Ya Allah, you have given us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the desire within our hearts, O my Allah, to enjoy your muhabbat, Ya Allah, to enjoy salah, Quran, da'wat, and giving our lives and giving up our sins, O my Allah. Give us enjoyment in giving up sins, O my Allah. Give us enjoyment in giving up sins, O my Allah. That we enjoy not making guna, O my Allah. Give us the sweetness of iman, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, keep us upon hidayat, O my Allah. Take us in the condition you're happy with us with complete iman. Raise us in the day of Qiyamah, O my Allah, in the company of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم all the marhumin fill the qabr al-nur, Ya Allah, make them maghfirat, O my Allah, protect our youth, Ya Allah, protect our ulu, O my Allah, give us raham in our hearts of the poor, O my Allah, Ya Allah, give us respect in our lives, O my Allah, give us iman, yaqeen, tawakkul, and all the qualities that you love, O my Allah, Ya Allah, protect haramin sharifin, O my Allah, protect masjid al-aqsa, O my Allah, protect all our masajid, all our makatib, Ya Allah, protect our honor, Ya Allah, protect our iman, our taqwa, Ya Allah, protect our homes and our properties. Ya Allah, our vehicles, O my Allah. Save us from haram. Save us from the banks, O my Allah. Save us from interest, O my Allah. Clear us plenty of halal, O my Allah. Ya Allah, protect, Ya Allah, our properties and our businesses. Give us a way to use them in your pleasure, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, accept all the programs that are to take place, O my Allah. Accept our Hazrat Wala sufferers, O my Allah. Ya Allah, accept the Istahi Jalsas, O my Allah. Give us all the way to attend, Ya Allah, to become inspired, to change our lives, O my Allah. Make it a means of hidayat, O my Ya Allah, yet the barakat and for you then teachings of our Kabir, our has spread in the entire world, O Kareem Rahim Allah, and accept us with the khidmat of deen. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiu alalim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Amin.